You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Tomorrow, the International Sports Film Festival of Ohio kicks off at the Gateway Film Center. From soccer to softball, Qatar to Akron, the festival attempts to capture the impact and implications that athletics have around the globe. Megan Chawansky is a co-director of the festival, and she joins me now. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Claire. Good to hear you.
Lots of people see sports simply as diversions, you know, a fun distraction from the real world. Why do they deserve the closer study of documentaries?
Well, I think if we don't look at sport in its bigger context, we miss a lot of the possibilities of sport. I would say that we do tend to focus on maybe some of the negative consequences of sport in major sporting events, but we're also celebrating the connections and the possibilities and the beauty that a lot of sports fans appreciate.
Yeah, speaking of some of those negative aspects, one of the films is set in Qatar. It follows the creation of a stadium for the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Tell us a little bit about this film, The Workers' Cup.
Yeah, so essentially what this film is about is it looks at the migrant workers who are brought into the country to help build all the amenities and the stadiums that the elite high-performance football or soccer teams will be using. I think it asks some hard questions about how are we culpable as fans of, let's say, the World Cup or international soccer in some of what's happening and what we see in the film. But it also really allows us to connect with the workers who are celebrating and pursuing their own sporting dreams through, as the title indicates, a soccer tournament created for them. So this is a complicated film. It doesn't leave us necessarily feeling great at the end, but it does give us a chance to really think about some hard questions.
Another one of the films featured hits a lot closer to home. Burn the Ships is focused on a women's softball team in Akron. Here's a clip from that movie.
Our number one draftee this year will get paid 350 times less than the number one pick in the Major League Baseball's bonus. They aren't able to make a living as a national pro fast pitch player right now.
We're only a part-time right now, and nobody can live off a part-time.
So tell us a little bit about this film.
We were drawn to this film because of its, well, two things. First, its location. As you mentioned, it does take place a little closer to home following the Akron Racers and the team as it's kind of ebbed and flowed throughout the years. So that's one big thing that drew us. We think that based on last year, people are really interested in thinking about some sports, perhaps that don't get all the coverage in their daily newspapers. The other big reason we wanted to showcase this film is that it, again, raises some hard questions for us who are concerned with equality in sport, especially around girls and women's access to sport. So the thrust of this is that we've got a huge amount of talent in the sport of softball in the U.S., huge amount of interest, but we can't, as a culture, as a nation, kind of sustain a professional softball league that allows these women to earn a living wage and play the sport that they're great at and that they love. So this follows those questions through the Akron Racers team.
For those of us geeks who are too uncoordinated to even make the JV team in high school, what's the appeal of the festival? You know, is there something in these films for more than just diehard fans?
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about this festival. You don't necessarily have to love sports or have been a talented athlete at any level. We showcase sport at all different levels. So we do have some professional sports films, but we have high school sports films. We've got amateur sport films. So I think on that level, if you were some athlete at some point, you could connect on that front. But larger than that, we're using sport as a vehicle to hopefully talk about bigger issues. And I think a lot of the folks who came out last year were less interested in sports and more interested in how we were using these films to open up conversations about different themes in our community and in the bigger world.
Megan Chawansky, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Claire.
Megan Chawansky is a co-director of the International Sports Film Festival of Ohio. It starts tomorrow at the Gateway Film Center.